the very next summer, Browning fellow built a $22,000 house on the lot he sold for $150.
Oh, amazing.
And he sold it because he wanted to get an old car.
He wanted to get a car.
Brian, listen. Well, you owned out clear over to where the bank is there on 36, because Earl owned couple lots right in there that Bruce got.
Yes, now one of those lots was one that Bruce got. I owned that lot, and I traded it to Earl for his interest in the 21st Street property.
Which 21st Street?
918.
Where Mother, 918?
918 and 904. You see, Mother had died, and that house was in her name, not Dad's. And so Dad didn't share in the house, so Earl, each one of us kids had a proportion. I created Earl's share. I wanted to build and remodel the 918 house, so I traded that lot to Earl for his share in the 918 house.
And that's how Earl got the
Got the lot over there, and later on he come and razzed me about the property and all that sort of stuff, and I said, I'll take it back anytime you're willing to. I've heard so much about you squawking about getting beat on the lot. And the lot was, at the time he got it, it went for $300, and Bruce sold it for $2,800.
Well, the family farm was right here.
That's right, right in there. We own 10 acres
this
here.
This is a fruit orchard.
This 10 yeah. acres is what's called Bell Expedition Dog City. And we own ground across Gramercy and East. We own down in Silver Hollow. And Dad let his brother come in and take over part of that because he got old. He came down from Idaho and he had a hard time, so that. He ran a little dairy there and a bunch of cows. This, when I was the age of these youngsters, there was not a house south of 27th or east of Quincy, except one house way up about where Benedict's Hospital was. But there started to be some kind of a boom took place here, or that I don't know what caused it. But this 5 acres that Dad had right here, 2 years before my dad bought it, the man paid $15,000 for it. 2 years later, the boom had broke, and Dad bought that ground for $485. It's just 5 acres. It's about half the dish. So you can see
what happened to Benedict's in the meantime.
The Presbyterian Church started to build a hospital right where, or a school right where St. Benedict's Hospital is. They got the foundation up to about 3 feet high out of red sandstone. They didn't use cement then for concrete, even rock and so on. And they quit. People went up and gathered all the, wanted some nice little corner sandstone blocks for their driveways. They all went up and got a few blocks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that stood there and these companies all over the country bought this country, and the last 54 acres was right where Benedict's Hospital is, and down over the hill there. I was at lunch one day, and I told old Jack Andrews that I heard that the Clark Estate, that was a New Orleans company, that had bought this original ground, and they couldn't understand why they couldn't get their money back. They paid $100,000 for it. Well, old Jack Andrews hopped foot down there, and that next day he came in and said, well, he says, I heard. He didn't take any honors that I told him. He said, I heard that the Clark Estate was sold the day I bought it for $22,000, 54 acres there. He took $1 million off of that ground. In the first 3 months we had it, we sold Benedict's Hospital 2 acres, 3 acres, 2.5 acres for $15,000. So we held onto that ground, and the old boy took $1 million off it.
You and who else?
Who's that?
Jack Andrews.
When he says the Associated Builders Supply.
I was running a lumber company. I went with another lumber company, and I managed a lumber company here called the Associated Builders Supply for 20 years. And your dad went into politics, and I went in to work for them.
And Jack Andrews owned Associated Lumbers, and he started the federal building alone.
Yeah.
He was a director on the bank.
This fellow made Jack Andrews about $1 million. He really did.
Yeah.
By his clever managing of that business.
And he seemed to it that nobody else
was always
going to
give him big.
Now, Dad always commented on there was supposed to have been some profits out of the lease on the lumber yard and overrides on the sales. Jack Andrews just worded the deeds, mm-hmm. and he said that Jack Andrews just took the family for about $200,000 to $300,000.
Well, really
and just laughed right in Dad's face.
Well, he just knew how to do it.
Your dad came into possession of that property. The family sold it to your dad. Others of us were interested in it. We sold it to your dad because we couldn't all bid on it, see. Your dad, of course, at that time, Dad still held on to it when Jack Andrews wanted to come into it. We about burned out then, see, and we didn't have the capital. So, Andrews, he was just smart wise. He was going to take me and give me half interest. Some guy that I owed money for pressed me to know it was, and he thought I was going in with a guy from Salt Lake that was no good. And to that, I was going in with Jack Andrews, and I was to get a half interest. So he runs right up to Jack's Salt Lake office and asked Jack if he was going to take over and pay all the debts and all the things. And old Jack's tough for it and boiled as he is. Saw a chance to beat me out of it then and just hire me. So I worked 20 years for him.
Then Dad took over the building down there.
He took over the building and ran up to Jack Andrews. And the old Jack would say, your dad's real tough. He won't put me on. He makes me rent up the rent. He's up the rent 3 times on me, and he was getting the rent for a song. Did you know it?
I remember seeing that lease and how he was supposed to pay overrides and all that, and he just had it very cleverly worded and just wouldn't do a thing about it.
No.
Well, back to this property here. Now, I can remember a barn sitting over here.
This barn was right on the corner of Gramercy here at 32nd.
I thought it was back in further.
Well, it was in, the barn was in about a quarter of a block.
About 33rd.
But on the corner, it was on 32nd and Gramercy, and Dad owned that Gramercy Street. But he let the people use a little driveway through there, and they let her later on when Dad donated it to the street. Donated all these streets, Monroe and Quincy, and he kept a 1 foot right away over there so the others couldn't come in on it, but they broke it down and the city wouldn't do anything about it anyhow. So.
Well, the 5 acres went from right here on the top of the hill all the way to Harrison.
No, it went to it went to Gramercy, see.
To Gramercy?
Yes. Now, Dad owned drive, he over on Harrison 36, down in that field in there. Your dad could have made himself rich one time, but when he was city county treasurer, there was 29 acres of ground right across from the Alderest Mortuary that was the only unoccupied piece of ground left in the city. And your dad got hold of a 2/7 part of it. And he put it in Emmett's name. He didn't want it to come in his name being in the county business. Because he heard of it through a county sale. And Emmett got it, and I took it then, and your dad was going to sell it to one of the guys one noon, and I told your dad, I said, don't sell that ground, Dave. Why don't we take it and develop it? I was a contract and build a house or two at a time and work the whole 29 acres, see? But your dad sold it to Lawrence Mayberry, came along, and I told Lawrence that your dad was going to sell it to a guy that I didn't particularly think was too hot. But Lawrence Mayberry went and bought it from your dad, and he did it through Emmett. Emmett made the deed to Lawrence Mayberry, your dad got the money.